I love a good story, and I have found many in my culinary investigations.
That's commentator Verdeme Grosvenor.
Some have been presidential, like our gourmet president Thomas Jefferson, who's supposed to have invented, according to legend, the dumbwaiter so that the conversations in his dining room with all the dignitaries would not be overheard by slaves. There's several interesting tales about the father of our country, George Washington, like the rumors of him with the milkmaid. And then there's Hercules, who was Washington's highly respected cook at Mount Vernon. Hercules was said to be very strong, like his namesake, and a great cook. The Washingtons so appreciated Hercules that he was given special privileges. He earned from $100 to $200 a year by selling the leftovers from the presidential kitchen. With these earnings, he was able to purchase fine clothes, a cane, a watch, and fancy shoe buckles. When the government was based in Philadelphia, the Washingtons missed his seasonings, so they sent for Hercules. I don't know what George Washington's favorite dishes were, but Martha was said to be crazy about gingerbread. Now, it seems that under Pennsylvania law, a slave who lived in the state for 6 months in a row was granted freedom. Knowing this, President Washington, wanting to hold on to Hercules, shuttled him back and forth to Mount Vernon. Martha and George loved to entertain, and their guests loved to come to their table if Hercules was cooking. When it was time for the administration to leave Philadelphia and the Washingtons were packing up to go, Hercules came up missing, leaving his family behind. Although he was never seen on the streets of Philadelphia again, many who had previously dined with the Washingtons often remarked when eating elsewhere, this tastes like Hercules might have cooked it.
The comments of Verdeme Grosvenor, writer and culinary anthropologist who lives in Washington, D.C. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. The technical director is Brian Jarbo, with audio technicians Kevin Langley, Tom Carpenter, Guy Knapper, Preston Brown, Stacey Abbott, Renee Pringle, Sherry Marchewski, Mark Greenhouse, Dennis Nielsen, Gary Henderson, Stu Rushfield, Ted Mebane, Kurt Turner, and Arthur Halliday Lorette. The executive producer is Ella McDonnell. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.